You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
We're back, baby, after missing a week.
Episode number 50.
Brendan, what do you think about that?
Oh,
he's not here. No. He's not here.
He missed it.
Brendan's having some car trouble. He couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So there's going to be several episodes you're not going to hear him for since we record everything in one sitting.
Not much is going to change, but you are going to have to listen to Steve struggle while reading these band names.
That is very unfortunate for you listeners.
The worst part.
It's very unfortunate for the bands. It's just a bad situation for everybody. But
otherwise, you probably won't notice that he's missing.
That's possible. It's possible you won't notice.
Get well soon.
There is something he wanted me to mention, though, that he called me last night and said, make sure that the listeners know that we have free stickers.
Oh, he was on top of that, huh?
Yeah. And I was like, I said, we have free stickers? And he was like, yeah. I was like, well, how the fuck are we going to give them stickers? And he said, he's like, it's real easy. He's like, have them email their home address to our email, which is empathicaradio@gmail.com, and we'll send them stickers. I said, all right, that's cool. We'll do that.
Free of charge.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He just wanted me to remind you guys of that. Mm. And that we're also available on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify if you want to subscribe. Well, he said, not if you want to, you need to subscribe so you don't miss out on the show.
He says going to. He said, if you don't, he's going to kill you.
Oh, my God. That's that escalated quickly. He wasn't mad when I talked to him. He called you and was angry?
No, he wasn't angry. He just says that. He's a little crazy like that.
Okay. I mean? You might want to.
You can't see the anger.
Okay. No, you're right. I think you might want to subscribe then. Just subscribe. Everybody's safe that way.
Yeah. Brendan's crazy. So don't.
You don't need him showing up at your house delivering a package. So just fucking.
This went way off the rails.
It did.
Okay.
But it's episode 50. It's a milestone for us. And it sucks he can't be here.
Yep.
Because he's going to miss out on a good story.
Like this is like our silver anniversary.
Yeah.
Or is it gold?
I don't know.
Whatever. That's important.
That's important. Yeah. But you know what else?
But not to Brendan.
No, it's not important. He's like, kids, fuck you guys. My truck broke down. I'm not going to fucking be there. Okay. Sorry. We couldn't even hold off another week because then me and Travis are out of town. And that'd be 2 weeks with no episodes. I was like, fuck, we got to roll through these and get our shit out there.
Oh, well. We can do it.
Yeah. We can do it. I'm not worried about it.
So anyway, so what's going on with you?
Nothing.
Steve-o.
Nothing. I'm ready for that Branson trip next weekend.
Mm.
I'm ready to go down there, and I don't know. I don't even know what you do in Branson. I've only been there one time, and it was like the middle of the fucking winter.
You just act like white trash user.
Oh, that's easy.
What you do.
It's fucking easy.
That's what you do in Branson.
Oh, fuck. I already had this nailed. Didn't even know it. Yeah. This is perfect. That's why you picked this place to go.
Yeah, you'll fit in.
Oh, you thought about me in advance. You were like, where can we go where Steve will fit in?
Yeah.
Branson. I mean, I'll fit in right now, like with what I'm wearing, my Nunslaughter shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody'll.
You need some more Confederate flags on it, maybe.
Nah.
That helps people.
I figured down the south they would not appreciate the upside down crosses and the devil stuff on my shirt.
Sort of the Bible belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
just don't go to church on Sunday.
Oh. Okay.
You'll be fine. Stay out.
Well, I wasn't planning on it anyway, so I mean I guess it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
You'd probably get struck by lightning if you tried.
I haven't gotten struck by lightning yet. It ain't ever gonna happen.
That's because you can only get struck by lightning if you were in the church and you left.
I've been into a church.
You didn't get struck by lightning when you left?
No.
I'm trying to think
the last time I actually stepped into a church. Actually, I know exactly when it was, I think.
Besides a wedding or a funeral.
Oh, besides that? No, never mind. Shit.
That never happened.
Forget about it. As I say, the last one was a wedding.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's
done that. It was a full fucking mass, too.
Well, that's Catholic. They have.
That's stupid. Who does that?
Catholics.
Why?
don't know.
Just go up there, get married, and let us get the fuck out of there.
I don't know.
Not everybody wants to be there for that.
It's a 4-hour thing.
It was my uncle. He's getting remarried.
It's the same thing.
You shouldn't be allowed to do another one.
It's the same thing with, like, Jewish people.
I thought you weren't allowed to get remarried. I thought Catholics shun divorce.
They do, but...
They changed, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess they're like...
still get married.
Well, that's fine. You got remarried, but do you have to have another mass?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have to have another mass? No, just have the ceremony and let's get the fuck out of there. I mean, doing it in a church is cool. I mean, at least the architecture and all that shit's cool looking. I don't mind going into a church.
Right.
But I don't want to hear the service.
I had a friend who got divorced, and she was Catholic. I didn't even know she was Catholic or went to church, but she got divorced, and she wanted to get remarried, mm-hmm. I believe. But before she could get remarried, I guess she had to, like, jump through a bunch of hoops.
Oh, God.
Because for the Catholic Church or whatever. I had to write, like, a short essay on why she should be able to get married
again,
and what happened with the first marriage and what went wrong, and yeah, I had to, like, write a paper.
Oh my God.
For her.
Did you just put
me and, like, three other people, not just me?
So did you put she should be able to get remarried because she's a good person? More the reason she didn't get, or the reason she got divorced from the last marriage is really none of your fucking business. Thank you.
Yeah, more or less.
That's what, pretty much what you put.
Yeah.
But stretch it out between, like, three pages.
I told him the first husband was kind of shady.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I had to write, like, a short...
Oh, my fucking God.
Essay.
You know, we were going to get married in a church, me and the old lady. Just not for a... Not have a service, but just get married at a church. Just why? So you have somewhere to go. Oh, why not? If it's no different than renting a hall, right?
You get married anywhere, though. If you don't care about church, then why would you go to a church?
Just, like I said, I don't mind the building. The architecture, whatever.
Okay, anyway.
You just show up. There's seats. Everything's there, aligned. You don't got to set nothing up. It's
sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I can't remember which church you went to or we talked to. I don't fucking remember. But since you weren't a member, you had to pay a shit ton of money. Shit ton. That's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, you got to take like merits. They want you to do, like, marriage counseling,
yeah,
like, with their priest. Yeah. So they want you to be counseled by a guy who's not allowed to get married and tell you how it should be when you're married.
Yeah.
How much fucking sense does that make?
Hey, man, that's what people do, I guess.
Oh, okay, buddy, I'm going to listen to you. When's the last time you had some pussy? Oh, that's right.
Never.
Unless you're talking about the little boy's ass you're getting from the altar boy, but that seems to be okay they can do.
Ah, Jesus. We went a weird direction. For the
it's episode 50. We're getting crazy on this one. I can do whatever I want on this episode. I can say what I want.
How do we even start talking about this?
All right. You know what we should tell the listeners about?
What?
The melting pot.
The melting pot.
The melting pot.
So if you're not from around this area.
From St. Louis.
There's a nice restaurant.
Very nice restaurant.
Called.
I didn't belong in there.
Called Melting Pot. And you get,
it's fondue. It's a fondue restaurant.
It's fondue. But you cook your own meat and stuff in there, in the broth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you leave your meat in there for a few minutes, cook it, you eat it.
That sounded nasty.
Yeah. And then, they have cheese fondue that you put bread and other stuff in.
That was awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's really good. It's good food.
So, this was my wife's idea.
She just wanted to do it for no reason.
Yes.
We went there for no reason.
She wanted to do this because she's always wanted to. Me and her went to a fondue place in Detroit one time years and years and years ago, and I wasn't impressed with that one. So I just never really cared about ever going to the Melting Pot. So then she brings it up, we need to go to the Melting Pot. You see if Travis and Zoleo want to go with us sometime. I said, okay.
Of course she will.
So I text Travis about it. And then did I text you or did I text you and your old lady?
I don't know.
Either way. Travis's old lady found out and was like, oh, this is fucking happening, like, now.
Yeah, she likes it.
So the women got all crazy about it.
We've been there probably two other times before this.
So the women got crazy about it. And then Travis came up with the idea of going the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Bad idea.
It was a bad idea. So whatever, fine. So
and of course, I wait till last minute to make a reservation.
Yeah. Like the day before.
No.
Bullshit. Like it was
3 days.
No, whatever. It was Thursday.
Ah, fuck it. Whatever.
We were going on a Saturday. He waited till Thursday before to make reservations.
So the best they had was 8 o'clock in the evening.
8:30.
Whatever, 8:30.
8 fucking 30.
Now, eating here is a big ordeal. It's a 2 to 3 hour event. Because you're cooking your own food.
Right.
Even though it only takes a minute or two. But the whole thing is a huge...
Well, it's supposed to be romantic. You're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
They want it to take a long time.
It's romantic, all right.
Yeah. Oh, it was, wasn't it? We'll get to Anyways. That in a minute.
So, yeah, we start at 8:30. What time do we get out of there? 11?
Midnight.
Was it midnight?
Yeah.
Was that late? I thought it was like 11:30, maybe.
Well, either way, 11:30, midnight. By the time we get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, well, we get there...
Go ahead. Sorry.
We get there. We still have to wait, like, what, half an hour?
Yes.
I don't know why the fuck we make reservations
if
we wait
You
half
walked
an
in,
hour.
Right? We have a reservation at 8:30. It's like 8:25.
Yeah.
And they're
we show up a little early.
We're running behind. It's going to be at least 20 minutes. It's like, we have a reservation at 8:30.
Yeah. We need to run behind. Don't you know that it takes
everybody
three
there,
hours to
Everybody there had
place?
Fucking reservations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guarantee 90% of the people had reservations. So
I would assume so.
But
they would have had.
But I guess the thing is, people don't fucking leave. That's the problem.
No, it takes forever.
So, okay. So we go over by the bar area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few tables there, high top tables, and now we got my kids with us. Mm-hmm. I got my daughter. Travis's daughter is now with us, so we have one kid that's 10. So. I'm standing there, kids. I think we're all sitting at those high top tables.
Yeah.
And
we took up a couple of them.
You know, we're kind of sitting there bullshitting. And I look at the kid. I'm like, you want to get a soda? She's like, yeah. All right, come with me. So we get up, walk over to the bar.
Where no one is at.
Nobody's sitting at the bar. There isn't one person at the bar.
Right.
We walk up. I move the chairs out of our way.
Right.
I like pushed them out of our way.
So you could stand up there.
So you could stand up against the bar. Kid's standing right next to me. I've got money in my hand, leaning on the bar. Bartender's sitting there. It's like a movie. He's like cleaning glasses.
Right.
You know, like he's in the Wild West. He's just cleaning glasses, not paying attention. And he looks up and sees us, and he's like, she can't sit at the bar. And that, dude, I was triggered when he said that.
Oh, yeah.
Because neither one of us are sitting. I got money in my hand, you know, and I'm like, oh, I can't remember exactly what I said. But I was like, she's not fucking sitting. All we want is a couple sodas. And he just kind of like looked at me.
Did you say fucking?
Yeah, I was mad.
That's awesome.
Oh, I was pissed.
I would be too.
There were people sitting behind us.
I would be
at
too.
At tables. And I was like, and he was like, well, what do you want? And I was like, a couple Cokes or whatever. And he turned around to go get glasses or whatever.
Sorry you don't have a waiting area and we have to sit here next to the bar for a half hour.
I think what pissed me off was.
I don't get why you would say that though.
Right. I've got a 10-year-old standing next to me. Do you think I'm ordering a couple fucking whiskeys? You know what I mean?
Who knows?
Well, he walked away for a second, I guess, to get the sodas.
Yeah.
And the kid's just standing there. She's not even like, she's just like looking straight ahead. Yeah. And I look down at her.
She's crying.
And I like, I like tapped her on the shoulder and she like looked up at me.
Yeah.
And I go, and I do remember saying this. I'm like, don't even look at the fucking chairs. I yelled that at her because there's people sitting behind us at the table. Then she started laughing.
Right.
Now I was being like mean, like a mean fuck when I did that. Like, don't even fucking look at those chairs. That guy pissed me the fuck off. It's like, dude.
That was a dickhead.
Now if she would have sat down, completely different. Oh no, you can't have kids sit at the bar.
Yeah, yes, sir. Came over, hey, how's it going?
What can I get
you? No kids allowed at the bar, she could sit back there with your family though.
Right.
And then you'd be like, oh, okay, can I get her a soda? And he'd be like, sure thing.
Right.
No. That would be a normal.
She can't sit at the bar.
Yeah.
This isn't my date, motherfucker. I'm not a Catholic priest, all right? Episode 50, I can say what I want. So we get our sodas and we go back to our little stand-up table or our high-top table, and we're sitting there. And then for some reason, I don't know why.
We're bored.
We get into talking about foot fetishes.
Yeah, we're joking about foot fetishes for whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
I don't know why.
So, as we're just getting done talking about it, this guy walks around the corner.
Dude, I lost it. I was crying.
This guy
I was crying.
Comes around the corner, and he's wearing, like, space boot shoes, made of concrete. I don't know. But you,
they were like,
you described it the best. They were just as wide as they were long.
Looked like he was wearing,
they were like cinder blocks.
Looked like he was wearing two bowls on his feet. I don't know. Like, and, it was some sort of special, like, slip on.
Yes. He had, something was fucked up with his feet, and he had some kind of special.
Yeah, like his feet were like, they would, I guess.
They must swell and contract.
Swell up and stuff, you know? And
they must turn into like water balloons.
Yeah, because his, because his cankles were water balloons.
Yes, and they were purple. The bottom from his calves down were like fucking purple. And it was disgusting because he was in shorts.
And yeah,
which were in a fucking super nice restaurant. Me being Mr. Metalhead, I wear t-shirts only. I am in a polo and nice jeans.
I have to say, if I had that foot condition, you better be damn sure that I'm wearing the longest, biggest
bell bottoms,
Jenko jeans, or whatever.
So you can't see the shoes.
Yes. I'm not making fun of his condition.
No.
I'm sure it was serious, but the fact that we're sitting there talking about foot fetish,
and then the nastiest
dude,
feet
the
come
dude
walking
with the
by,
the gnarliest feet in the world,
right?
Come
on,
stomping in.
And that's exactly what it was. It was a.
It was insane.
If that motherfucker fell in water, he would sink. It was cinder blocks for sure.
Dude, yeah, dude. It was,
and
like,
you just lost it.
It was like an elephant's foot where they don't really have a foot that goes
it's
out.
It's just a circle.
It's just a stub with some toenails on the front.
Yes.
That's what a feet looks like.
That's exactly what it was like.
Oh, God, dude. I was dying.
Yes.
That was funny.
That was funny.
So we got over the bartender part.
So we got over the bartender part. Then
had a good laugh.
Had a good laugh.
And we
and
sat
then,
down.
Well, then they come over. Okay, your tables are like, all right, cool. So, but as we're walking away, I don't know if you remember this. My wife goes, what the fuck's that bitch looking at?
What bitch?
And I'm like, what? That's why I said, I go, who? She said, that fucking lady over there's giving us dirty looks. And I'm like, who the fuck's giving us dirty looks? And I'm like looking around, but we're like getting ushered away to get seated. So I just dropped it. Because I wish I would have known there was I guess some family that came in as we were sitting there. Mm-hmm. And she went to the over by the bar, and they were standing over there. And I guess apparently the lady just kept looking at us and giving us dirty looks, which I don't know why, because we weren't.
Maybe because we were laughing, having too much fun.
I guess you're not allowed to have fun and laughing.
Right. Oh, we forgot to tell them about the couple, and they had to have the. They had to have the.
Private.
I guess there's like a booth and there's a curtain.
Yes, apparently there's these booths you can go to, and you can get your own private booth and a curtain that closes.
Why the fuck would you need a curtain?
Yes. What's going on behind the curtain?
Yeah.
Well, I think we find out later on.
Yeah, we did. But anyway, so she's like,
that wasn't the same
pissed.
People, was it?
No. It's different.
I just thought about this. Like, no, that wasn't the same people, was it?
Okay. She was pissed because they had a.
Reserved one.
They reserved it, and they're like, this. She's like, this is our anniversary. We always sit at this booth with a curtain. Mm-hmm. It was the same booth, or they have multiple ones. I don't know. She was just going off about a curtain. I'm like, who the fuck needs a curtain? I'd just be like, sit me where I like.
Yeah, who
just
cares?
Because
it's not even like the waitresses are there that much.
And
that was part of the problem.
And this thing, like, how do the waitresses serve you? Like, you need some more drinks, and they close the curtain.
Yeah,
like they can't knock on the curtain. How does that work?
I don't know.
Hey, anyone in there? You doing okay? They just talk over the curtain.
Let's yell through it. Are you talking to me? Yeah.
Anyway. So she was pissed.
Oh, they were pissed because they tried to seat him somewhere else. And they're like, no, we wanted this. And like, well, it's going to be another half hour.
Yeah.
And then they were mad.
I'd be like, we'll take the one they don't want.
Yeah, that's why I just said we take that. Well, I think it was only enough for two people. That was the problem.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's true, maybe. Anyway, that was.
I did forget about that.
That was weird.
So we sit down.
First world problems there.
Now, I hadn't been here before to this particular one. Neither did my. That was my wife's first time there, too.
Yes. So, yeah.
So, Travis and his old lady have been there. We have not. Like I said, I've been to a fondue place before, but in Detroit, so completely different. So, Travis had already, him and his old lady had already explained to us kind of what to expect. I'm like, okay, but the menu is kind of weird in the sense of how you order.
The way it's, because you're ordering that first cheese fondue.
Yes.
Then you're ordering your proteins and the broth.
Yes.
And then you're ordering a
dessert. It's just not as simple as going, give me this. It is, when you look at the menu, you kind of have to figure it's all, how do you want to say? Because it all comes out in, it's a four-course meal. Is that how they do it? It's like four courses you got to pick.
Yeah.
Something like that. The cheese.
Well, three, I guess, technically. Three.
Is it three?
I guess, unless you get a salad and shit, too.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Anyway, it is confusing, and typically, the waiter or waitress does a fine job explaining it.
Yes, so she comes over, sits us down. Have you guys ever been here?
Yeah, first of all, when I go to a restaurant, and it's going to cost me $100 for me and my wife,
yes,
I don't know why, but I expect my waitress to not have blue hair.
Well, that wasn't our waitress.
Who? Which one was that?
She was another one that came later.
Oh, she was just a different waitress?
Yes. That helped us? She was a waitress. Okay. She just wasn't our waitress.
She wasn't the original one.
Yes.
Okay.
The blue hair chick was just a different waitress. She helped out for a second for whatever reason.
Both equally stupid. But yes. Anyway, go ahead.
So the lady sets us down. Have you guys all been here before? They're like, yeah, they've been here. So, no, we haven't been here. She's like, okay, let me explain this to you. And she rattles on and on and on.
I think she had a chalkboard and she was like
drawing schematics.
Yeah.
And she had a pie chart at one time.
There was graphs.
Yes.
And you're doing algebra.
Right.
And chemistry.
Then she had to go like import it into Excel on a fucking Windows. So
Windows 95.
She walked away. And I think Travis can tell that I was just like lost as fuck. And because, I looked up at
because
you.
Because I listened to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah, I looked up at Travis and I said, I am more fucking confused than I've ever been in my life. She was no help.
Zero.
You order this, or this, and you can get this, or that. But it's like.
But if you don't want that, you can do this.
But you can do this.
It's like she.
What?
I don't think she knew.
She didn't know. She just kept rambling and ran everything together.
My wife could have.
Yes.
I think my wife did explain
she
it
did
better.
Explain it way better. So your wife had explained it to me, and then the waitress came in and just fucked it all up. So then I had to have your wife explain it again.
Right.
So at one point the lady says, well, we're telling her, well, we want this kind of cheese.
Right.
And she goes, have your kid get her own meal and her own, have her share the cheese because she gets her own dessert at the end. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That's what you reckon. Because
the kid's going to want the dessert for sure.
Right.
She didn't get fucking dessert. She told her she got her own dessert. She didn't get her own fucking dessert. She came like, doesn't she get her own dessert? She's like, no. What the fuck?
It's like, you give me the kid's meal. And then the kid just eats whatever you eat.
Yeah. It was weird.
And the thing is, we've went there with my daughter before.
Right.
And I don't remember it being awkward. Like, I don't remember being confused by the kids' menu.
No, this lady was just fucked up. It must have been like her first day. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, 3 hours later.
We figure it out.
We get our food. It was good, I guess. It was all good.
Yeah.
Nothing like to me. Nothing spectacular.
You're cooking your own fucking food. So.
Right.
To me, that always was like, I gotta cook it myself.
I gotta cook it myself, and I'm paying all this money.
Yeah.
Whatever. So whatever. We get done. We get our fucking dessert, and we get up to leave.
It's 11:30.
It's 11:30. I gotta piss. My wife and kid gotta piss. So Travis and his old lady go back to that waiting area where we were before.
Right.
They went back to the exact same table we were at before. So I go
3 hours ago.
3 hours prior. So I come back from the bathroom. And I walk up to them, and they are just dying laughing. And I'm like, what the fuck is so funny? And they nod their head over to this booth that, to my left, I can clearly see.
That doesn't have a curtain.
No curtain. The booth is right there next to the main walkway that every customer coming in, every fucking waitress, anybody that has to come to this building is walking right next to this booth.
Yeah.
So I look over, and there is a guy and a girl sitting on the same side together. And they're the only two in the booth.
Yeah.
The girl is who I directly looked at first for whatever reason, is sitting there.
With their eyes rolled back in her head.
Eyes rolled back in her head and her jaw slack. And her head back a little bit. In pure fucking ecstasy. Is the best way to describe it. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like.
She was enjoying herself.
And I'm just like, okay. You know, that was my first thought. And then I look at him. And he is fucking finger blasting this bitch right there in the booth because they're facing
us. You can see it in his body.
You can see him. He's spinning. Oh yeah, he was DJing the fuck out of it, and he ain't looking either. I don't even know what the fuck he's like.
He don't care.
He don't give a fuck. He's just And she's just, oh my God. And I'm just, because she's got like a dress on. And he's down there.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah. I think they realized it and they stopped, though.
I think
that,
so, too.
That we saw them.
Yeah, they had three people standing there watching.
And an 11-year-old girl.
An 11-year-old girl going, what's he doing?
That was probably one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in a
I've never seen anybody get finger blasted at a restaurant before.
That's the couple that needed that fucking curtain.
Yes, they needed a curtain.
They needed that curtain, not that other couple.
No.
Fuck. That was weird.
It was fucked up.
That was weird. And then it was
He ran out.
Yeah, we walked out and he ran out to his car.
Yeah.
Started to run back in, like jogging.
Yes.
Started to run back in. I guess he forgot something.
And then went back to his
car. And then ran back to his car. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
I know, because I wish I didn't even realize it was him doing that.
Right.
Because I wish I did, because I would have been like, hey, bro, let me smell your fingers. If I would have yelled that at him, you guys would have lost it. Because he wouldn't have done shit.
No.
He wouldn't have done.
He didn't care about us.
No.
He wanted to get back in there and
fucking
get back
finish
to business.
Her off. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he needed some extra broth to cook in. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Oh, that was the weirdest thing. Because my wife nudged me before you got back, and I turned around, and yeah, this girl's just like,
yeah, eyes closed, and mouth open.
It took me a few seconds to realize what the fuck is going on.
Well, see, I thought she, yeah, I was like, that's what I thought. I'm like, looking at him, like, what the fuck is she doing? But then when I looked over at him, you know, like yeah. I said, you could see that left arm just, and I'm like, oh shit. This motherfucker.
Dude. So the consensus is, if we never go back to the melting pot,
I'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
I'll be fine. That was, I don't know.
That was the weirdest.
I don't know what the.
It wasn't the worst.
Oh, no.
Like, this is the worst restaurant I've ever been in.
No. Everything that compiled that happened that night made it a fun night, but it was fucked
fucking
up.
Fucking weird.
It was weird.
Weird.
We went to a very high, I consider that a very high scale restaurant.
Yes.
And it was like a goddamn circus in there.
It was
waitresses with blue hair. You got elephant feet, man.
Asshole bartenders.
DJ Spinbad on the girl's clit in one booth. A waitress didn't even know anything where she was even at. It was just, everything was just like, what the fuck is going on?
You know, oh, tell them about the roses.
Oh, so we sit down and there's these two roses on the table. And I say, and I go, here you go, babe. I got you a rose.
They're in vases.
They're two vases, vases, whatever. And I go, yeah, we got you these roses, ladies, you know, for Mother's Day. And she's like, did you really? I'm like, fuck no, they're just on the table. And Travis goes, no, I did that when I did the reservation.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I'm like, oh, really? I was just joking. So at the end of the night, the lady goes, those roses are you girls. You get to take those roses. And we're like, you take the vase too? She's like, yeah, it's all part of it. And my wife's like, I got to hold that all the way back to Illinois.
I don't want to carry that.
I don't carry that all the way. I had to carry it out for her. I'm not carrying that. I got to hold that all the way back to Illinois. I was like, bitch, you just got a rose and you're going pissed off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my
There's
God.
There's nothing that could make her happy at that
point. No, it was game over at that point. Yeah.
She was tired and mad.
I think she was mad she missed out on the finger banging.
Yeah, and I think she was mad because she's the one that, like, I really want to try this. Really, and she
yeah,
went there
it was a big letdown.
It's just fucking weird.
It was just a big clusterfuck.
Right.
The food was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, the food was
fine.
Good.
Well, and then that was another thing my wife didn't like about it. The lady goes, when we got all of our proteins,
yeah,
she goes, minute and a half on chicken, 2 minutes for chicken to fish, it's two
You're
minutes
right,
and
right.
1 minute and a half, 3 seconds. And walked away. And I'm like, what?
You know what I've always thought? Because that always fucks with me too. Because if you're going to get beef and then seafood and chicken, you're going three different times right there.
Yeah.
They need just like a little plaque or something that says beef, 1 minute, fish, two minutes.
Chicken,
yeah,
2 minutes.
Yeah, just
right.
Give me a little plaque right there with anything on it and I can look back on it.
Right. Luckily, I remembered what she said, what was what.
Right.
But like the wife, I don't understand. She's like, what? How long is this? And I have to keep telling her because she just,
right.
just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Because she cut it up in her chicken at one point. She's like, it's still pink. I'm like, well, it ain't done. I'm like, how long did you do for? A minute and a half. I'm like, it's 2 minutes. I told you that. And she gets all mad and throws it back in there. It's like, well, yeah, they need something out there so you just a little slip or something. Here's all your cook times.
Right, right, right. And then the hard thing with, I think your kid did it once, and I had to watch my kid, is to make sure they don't take their cooked food and put it back on the plate with the raw food.
Yes, because I did that even once. Did you? Oh, shit. I just put it back in the broth for a minute, like, dipped it in there for like a couple seconds, burn off what's over there. And,
because
I did that once. So I was like, fuck.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, it's a bad idea.
But, then that's weird because me and my wife have been there a couple times and just perfectly normal, good date, good restaurant, fine. We went to that one, and I think there's one in New City.
Oh, okay.
And we've been to that one. Both perfectly normal, perfectly fine. That was just a fucking shit show.
I don't know
what's going on there. It's just go downhill.
Maybe.
It's just, it's not what it used to be, I guess.
Yeah, think about this. This is going to be a very bad example, but this is how it was back in the day. When you used to go, we'll just say 30 years ago, if it was around here then, Olive Garden, it was a nice place you went to.
Yeah.
Now look, you might as well be going to Jack in the Box when you walk into that motherfucker.
I mean, Olive Garden's different. That's just all frozen bullshit.
Right, but I'm just saying. But
they presented it nicely.
They did back in the day.
Yeah.
But now look how it turned.
Yeah, it's...
You went there and you dressed nice. Yeah. Now, poof, because fucking cares. I'll go there in my swimming trunks. They'll serve me.
I consider Olive Garden fast food, but you
said it is now. But I'm just saying, maybe that's the way the melting pot's going. Maybe it's...
Yeah.
Maybe the quality of the food isn't, but the what they care comes in, and the people working, they're just like, what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a big... That is our melting pot story.
Yep. Finger banging at the melting pot.
Yes, if you like to finger bang in public, then we suggest the melting pot is the place for you.
Yeah.
Fondue and finger banging.
Got 3 hours to
blast away.
Blast one out.
Blast one out.
Do you think she returned the favor later on after we left?
Fuck no.
No?
Nah.
Bitch.
Fucking prude bitch. She probably just rolled out on him. I don't know. Maybe she did. They look like they were having a good time.
Better time than we were.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
So, Brenda's not here, and we got to play music.
Yeah.
That means you have to read this?
You can. I don't care. We'll take turns. Why don't you start with the first one?
I don't know how to do this. No, you show me.
What do you
typed
mean?
It out.
You just read the band name.
Which is the first one.
Correct.
Okay.
The song is the second one.
All right. Can I go now?
Yeah, you can go.
All right.
Look at us amateurs.
This is Dead Morale with semicolon. Do it.
Pulled myself aboard and I picked up the thought that I would see the day we said goodbye, yet be on earth. What could it be? Me?
Is it too late to take back the lies we've torn? I pulled myself apart and I picked up the pieces one by one. And all that I'm asking is someone would just try to do the same for me. And all you needed was a little change.
That was Dead Morale with the song Semicolon. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia, and you can find them on facebook.com/deadmorale.
Yes, 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 yes.
We went through Atlanta, Georgia on our way to Universal Studios.
How'd you like that?
We stayed in this nice part, so we don't really know much about it, other than I don't want to drive through downtown.
Correct.
Because even at 2 in the morning on Tuesday, you will be in fucking traffic.
Yes.
So we kind of went there, like, that ring, their outer interstate. I don't know what you call that.
Every big city has a big ring around it. Yeah, yeah. I have an aunt and uncle that live there in Atlanta, and they were just in town.
Right.
And I was talking about, we were talking about traffic, and they talked about that, and I can't remember what they call it.
So we jumped on that ring. Every city's got that kind of goes around.
Around the
bypass.
Ours is what, 270?
Ours is 270.
Yeah.
And 255 when you go to the Illinois side, because it's two different states, but same highway.
Right.
So we get on that bypass, I guess you could call it, and we stop where my wife had, she just found a random-ass hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God it was in a nice part of town. It was really nice, and then like 2 minutes away, we went to this little area, and you could kind of walk through it, and they had restaurants and shops and stuff. It was pretty nice. We had some pizza. I forgot the name of the place.
Hmm.
Pretty damn good. They let my daughter, they gave her some raw dough.
Yeah.
And they're like, make a shape, we'll cook it, and then you can eat it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So she made like a little R for her name.
Yeah.
And they gave it to her, and then it took like literally 1 minute to cook.
Right.
They get it back, and you know, it was like eating a bread.
Bread, yeah.
It's just like it's just the crust, you know.
Right.
But the lady was super nice. The one thing I noticed there, I forgot to bring this up. Did I bring it up with my wife or not? All of the waitresses look like porn stars, which is a plus.
Really? Like, what do you mean?
They had, like, super long hair, whether I knew it was real or not, I don't know.
Who cares?
And they had, like, huge fake eyelashes, you know?
Yeah.
And plenty of makeup, and they just all remind me of porn. I mean, I wasn't going to complain about that.
No.
Anyway, they're all super nice,
hmm.
You know, but they were really, they should maybe work at the Melting Pot. I mean, they're, you know.
Yeah, good-looking women.
Yeah, they didn't have blue
put together
hair.
Good. Yeah, they didn't have blue hair.
Yeah. But anyway,
I can't
tell you the area we were in.
Yeah. I've only been to Atlanta once.
Yeah.
And that was in the airport because it's a Delta hub, and I was taking a flight to Miami, and it was a fucking nightmare.
It is. That airport there is huge.
Yes.
You got to take a fucking subway from one end to the other.
Yes, I had to.
Yeah.
My flight left. When I landed and had to get on another plane, I had 45 minutes to get to the other plane. I'm in an airport, right? Not a big deal. It was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get from one end to the other, I almost missed my flight.
Did you?
Yeah. I got on, but it was, like, close.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
You got to figure out that subway.
Yeah, and the things like
this. There's a subway system under the fucking airport.
Yeah, no. I had to get on it. It's like Mr. Freeze, too. It's 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. It almost threw me out of the back glass.
I had a brother. My brother lived down there. for several years because they moved down there because of his wife's work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. Nice area. I mean, I'd live down there. It's hot.
Yeah.
Hot as fuck. But nice city. I like it.
That's cool.
Except for traffic. Traffic sucks.
Yeah, I think that's the worst thing about it is the traffic.
It's horrible. Anyways.
All right. This next band, they hit us up on Facebook. They're called Wasted Life, and they're awesome. Good hardcore punk band out of the UK. I was very happy with these guys. I think I had you listen to them on Spotify. I don't remember if you got on there or not.
I was having trouble with it.
I don't know
if I was able to or not.
Yeah, but
anyways.
Well, you guys are.
What's the name of the song?
Name of the song is Backstabbers. Check it out. Name of that song was Backstabbers. That was by Wasted Life. They are out of the UK, and you can find them on Bandcamp by just it's wastedlife.bandcamp.com. So get on there, check them out. You're gonna hear more of them from us.
Cool.
Later on down the road.
Someday.
Someday.
So these next guys, DeGrave, we saw them at Redfish, Bluefish.
Yes.
Saw them. few months back now, I guess.
Yeah, probably by now.
They were the opening band, right?
I think they were the first band.
First band?
Yeah, yeah, they were really good.
Yeah. All those bands were good that night.
Yeah, well, there's four bands that played, and they were all awesome.
Yeah. But they're at Jeff City, and I think them and that guy from the other band.
Dead Medusa?
Were they from Jeff City?
They were from Columbia. Area? They were
they're from Columbia.
Dead Medusa's from Columbia.
But I think they kind of all know each other.
Yeah, I think so. I think they always...
They're all from Central Missouri.
Right. Now, I've never been to Columbia. I've been through Jefferson City, because that's on the way down to the Ozarks, correct?
Jefferson City is like south of Columbia, maybe... Maybe an hour at the most.
Hour at the most. Yeah. So they're fairly close.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
I take that back. I guess I went through Columbia, going to Kansas City.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Didn't realize it.
You would go to through Columbia on your way to Kansas City. You would only go through Jeff City on your way south down the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, I remember. I know exactly where it is. I remember being a kid. their Capitol building looks like something in D.C.
Yeah.
You know, and I just remember that from a kid. That's how I always know I'm in Jeff City.
And you can see it right off the highway.
Right off the highway because you cross over the river right there.
Anyway.
But, yeah.
Awesome band. Sound good.
Oh, yeah.
I like them. So this song is called All You Need by Dee Grave.
Down in the head of the devil, giving all you need.
That was All You Need by DeGrave out of Jefferson City, Missouri. And you can find them at facebook.com/DeGraveThrash.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
That's it. Now, with the slash, is that forward slash or backslash?
I don't know which way it's
going. Know it. You fuckers know it's
a slash.
And
then there's one at the end.
Nah, that doesn't need to be there. You don't have to put that last one at the end.
Just get on Facebook and type that in your
search. Yeah, if you type DeGrave Thrash and you'll find them.
Yeah.
Awesome band. Awesome band.
Anyway.
Now, this next band we got, they're up there.
Up there.
Up there.
Up there.
Up there.
Hey.
Hey. Alberta.
Edmonton.
Edmonton, Alberta.
Slash Alberta.
Yep. Hibernation. They sent us, I think they got a hold of us on Instagram, I think. I don't remember. Or did they send me a, I don't know.
They got a hold of
us. They got a hold of us. They're cool.
For Canadians.
Yeah, I guess. Nah, no. No, it's cool. I was happy to hear them. It's cool. So they're Hibernation. That's H-I-G-H. Hibernation. Hi.
Ah.
Hi, Hibernation.
See what they did there.
See what they did there?
I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah. Stoner metal, baby.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's stoner metal up in Canada.
Yeah. They got a good scene going on up there.
Good for them. Better than our scene of anything around here.
We got a lot of mix.
We don't have a scene.
We got a scene. It's just there's no...
It's a big mosh up of,
of stuff. It's a melting pot. See what I did there?
Finger banging melting
pot of metal and other stuff. The name of this song is Mother Fuzzer. We'll be right back. That was Mother Fuzzer by Hibernation. They're out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And you can find them at hibernation.bandcamp.com. That's HIGHBERNATION. Hibernation. Mm-hmm. Not hibernation. Hi.
Hi. Not like hi. Like
not like hi. Hi.
It's like hi.
Hi. Yeah. I can only imagine what this sounds like on the other end. shut the fuck up. Everybody's hitting the skip button right now.
These guys are high. All right. Sorry about that.
On to the next one.
This next band is called Nerve, and the song is Last. That was the song Last by the band Nerve out of Austin, Texas. You can find them at Nerve512 on Bandcamp.com.
Yep. Now,
bam.
If you haven't subscribed to our show, please do. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play Music. We're on Spotify. We're on a bunch of other stuff. Those are the three main important ones.
If you don't have one of those, then...
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. How the hell are you even listening to this right now?
you should probably move somewhere where you can access those.
We also, like I said before, we have free stickers if you guys want any. Send your home address to empathicaradio@gmail.com and we will get you some stickers sent out.
Before Brendan kills you.
If you want to live, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank like I'm... That's it.
You're done.
Am I done?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always feel like I have more to plug. Now, this last
band.
All right. Well, this last band we played a few weeks ago, which we've played their stuff before regardless.
Yeah.
But one of the members got a hold of me, and I guess the audio level was super quiet. I think it's recorded that way, but the way it came off on the episode, it was like really must have like dropped down, and I didn't notice it. And the editing.
Yeah.
So I'm playing it again so I can boost those levels and give it a proper fucking send off here.
Okay.
All right. So they're a good band and it's a good song, But that's why I'm playing. Yeah, this is take two because it was my bad.
Don't fuck this one up.
I'm not going to fuck this one up.
All right.
So this is After Death Alone. They're from Greece, Australia, and the U.S. And you can find them at afterdeathalone.bandcamp.com. The name of this song is Faded Lips. And we will see you guys next week.
And drum is not up. I behold Christ's head. Knock, knock. Thank you.